Today is December the 22nd, 2006, the day after the solstice, and the day when change is beginning. I'd like to talk to you now about a new way of meditating that is going to turn out to be possible for many of you. If you take the unknowncountry.com newsletter, and you should, because as the years pass from now on, it gets more and more important to keep up with this. If you're passive, you get left behind. It has to be a proactive effort in order to gain involvement in the energies that are becoming available to us. There is the potential for change, but it's only potential. You have to do in order for there to be change in you. The great majority of people in the billions will not change over 2012. Who knows what may or may not befall the planet in terms of planetary change. That's not for us to know. But what is possible to know is that we can affect internal change by taking advantage of the energies that are there. They will not be there forever. The last time they were here was about 26,000 years ago. And at that time was when suddenly young people and children began painting on the walls of caves in southern France, superb paintings that, while they were not the first ritual acts ever carried out by human beings, showed a leaping change into a whole new level of being. That's possible again this time around. The last time we crossed the galactic center, approximately half that time ago, 13,000 years ago, there was a complete collapse of everything. The Ice Age ended in a matter of days, and over the next few months, one of the things we will be exploring on Dreamland is just what did happen back 13,000 years ago to so abruptly end a whole world. This time, however, we're not at that type of energy. We're back to the energy of 26,000 years ago. We're back in approximately the same place in relation to the center of the galaxy and about to pass through once again this extraordinary elevating energy. So what's it going to do? Well, we're getting more and more comments on the website about people seeing what amounts to a kind of a new sort of UFO or unidentified object. That is to say, they are seeing patterns such as geometrical patterns in the sky. They're seeing these patterns sometimes come down to Earth and open. In other words, they're seeing things like stargates. In one or two cases, people have even heard words. One man heard something along the lines of, "You can fly now." And it will be possible. It's already possible because there are those who are doing it. And I'm going to describe for you what it's like now to do this. In Starwalkers and the Dimension of the Blessed, William Henry makes the following comment. He says, quote, "To use Whitley Strieber's term, we are on the verge of at last becoming a cosmic species and asserting or inserting ourselves into the galaxy. This sudden transformation of Homo sapiens into dimension-roaming bodhisattvas marks the return of the divine in us. Like the deities of ancient myth, we are on the verge of becoming starwalkers, eternal hyperdimensional beings." And then he adds, this sounds like hyperbole, and he says, "I assure you it is not." Well, it is not. Absolutely not hyperbole. We do have this capability, and the energy that we need to support ourselves in this effort is available now and will become stronger and stronger over the next 20 or 30 years. It won't end on 2012 by any means, but it will peak then, and on December the 21st, 2012, it will peak then, and that will be the, if you're not prepared to take advantage of it, then it will be too fast for you. It will, you, in other words, you can't just wait until that day. A careful period of preparation is absolutely essential. As I say, it is essential that we not remain passive. But when I say we don't not remain passive, I'm not talking about being active in the wrong way. There is a saying in the, among Kabbalists, all things come to he who waits. And this is about waiting well. It is not about charging off to various places on the surface of the planet, although I might add that certain places are going to become very energetic, and those who know how to use that energy will be able to use it from anywhere on the planet. It doesn't matter where you are. You can use the energy of the interior of the Great Pyramid in your kitchen if you want to. You can use it all anywhere. Everything is available to everybody everywhere. And interestingly enough, it's not just this planet, but it's available to everybody everywhere. The whole universe, and we talk sometimes on this radio program and in my journal entries about the issues that affect intelligent life in the universe. Well, we think about these issues because people in this website are not simply isolated as human beings. We are all part of the intelligent matrix of conscious beings that makes up intelligent life in the universe, but it is possible to be a conscious part of it, and that changes everything. When an individual becomes a conscious part of it, that's one thing. A group becomes a conscious part of it, that's another. A species becomes a conscious part of it, that's yet another. In the longer term, the issue that confronts this species, the human species, is will we become a conscious part of it now in this journey or not? If we do, then when we reach the other side of the galaxy in 13,000 years, we will not be slapped down again. It will be different because we will reach it consciously, with awareness, and expressed as we will be then out across many, many stars and physically and non-physically across the whole universe. And when the upheaval comes, it will have a very different effect on us. This time, we have to embrace this. It will be gone in a few years, and it won't be possible to embrace it again. So we have to embrace it now. If 50,000 or 100,000 of us around the planet do embrace it, that's enough, because our bodies physically and souls will be changed, profoundly changed by this. The DNA will change. And when that happens, that change will be expressed into the whole human population over time. Over time. So in 4,000 or 5,000 years, those who made this effort now will be part of every living human being on the planet, and consciousness will have been raised. It's not something you will see in your lifetime, but in your lifetime you will see a great deal inside yourself. Toward the end of Starwalkers in the Dimension of the Blessed, which is incidentally essential reading for this whole period of transition, you have to stay with William, because William knows. He doesn't know why he knows or why it came to him. I mean, he's basically a very nice guy who used to sell computers. But this is the way this happens. It came to him, and he's now transmitting very efficiently. So do read these things. Do read the Starwalkers and the Dimension of the Blessed. Anyway, on page 233 of the book, you will find a little passage called The Blue Pearl. In it he says, the sum of this information suggests to me that Ta, referring to the Egyptian god, crafted the human body as a conduit with the ship of the gods, a wormhole, and transport to heavenly realms. The putting on of the new clothes, termed the robe of glory by the Gnostics, signified the soul's acquisition of a new body of life in which it ascends to or scales the dimension of the blessed. Ta, it is said, came out of the blue. How this occurred is unknown, but you'll see in a few minutes it ain't unknown. At least it won't be to you in a couple of minutes. However, traditional shamanic peoples around the world describe a blue pearl, an exquisite, enchanting blue light that is a mode of transport. It appears in a flash, without any provocation or thought, and opens like a lotus or a wormhole. Is this how Ta, who came out of the blue, arrived? It has been said that the blue pearl experience is the most profound spiritual experience one can have while incarnated in a human body. It is the goal of meditation, a direct and profound experience of oneself as a living manifestation of God. Swami Muktananda is a guru who has written of the blue pearl and who founded the Siddha Yoga tradition. He refers to it as the divine light of consciousness and an aspect of the soul. Connection with it is one of the most significant of all the spiritual experiences one can have. It has been described as vibrant, electric blue, blue, brilliant indigo, azure, cobalt, and cerulean. Well, we're going to talk now about how to have a direct experience of this blue apple and what it precisely is and where to go to find it. This is going to be a kind of a guided meditation, but a very unusual one. If you've meditated with me before, you know that we always start in exactly the same way with our bodies. The body is the center of everything. The body is the spirit. So never think that your soul and your body are two different things, that one is kind of riding the other, like a horseman riding a horse. It isn't true. They're sort of living inside you. The body transformed is the soul. And it's like saying that the leaves and the tree are two different things, to say the body and the soul are two different things. So we begin with our body. We sit on the floor or in a chair in a quiet space. There's no need for any music of any kind, incense, anything that distracts you. It's not necessary, any of it. We go to our body. We take the attention. We put it first on our feet, left foot, right foot. We sense ourselves. We feel the sensation, the way the foot feels in the shoe or bare or however it happens to be. We continue that sensation first to the left leg and then the right leg, then both legs, then our left hand, our right hand. Left arm, right arm, both arms, then both arms and both legs. Then we go down to the coccyx, the tailbone, and take the sensation up the back, knowing that there aren't many nerve endings in the back, and so it's hard to have a sensation of the spine, but we do our best. Up into the head and face. We let our breathing go. We follow it, but we don't affect it or change it in any way whatsoever. We know it's there, that's all. And then down into the chest and deep into the center of the body. Then we have a whole sensation of the entire body. And now we're going to find the light of the blue pearl. And that's really what this is all about in the end. A very simple process. If you've never gone out of your body before, it's possible to go out of the body without having what might be called a clean break, which would be leaving the physical sensations that we have just been exploring behind us. and a coming to new levels of sense and different levels of sensation. In that state, sensation and emotion are really the same thing. And it's no sense in going into that, because once you've been in that state, you'll know exactly what I mean, or if you do get into that state. If you don't, then it won't make much sense. And it doesn't matter anyway, because this isn't about attainment. That's very important to understand. Everyone who tries succeeds. All effort. Nothing is lost, and all effort always succeeds. The illusion is that we can't do it and that we don't do it. And the life enforces this illusion. Most of you will sit down and try to do this meditation and come away feeling like nothing happened. It's a lie. It is a lie. It is the culture, the life, the weight of human experience lying to you every time you come away that way. Because something did happen. The reason is we're capable of this, and something always happens every time we do it. Always. Whether you can acknowledge that or not. Okay. Now, we have the sensation of our body. And we're going to find the blue pearl energy. And here's what we're going to do. We're going, knowing that it may not feel like it's really happening, out of our bodies by extending ourselves and rising higher, away from the earth, up above the plane of the solar system. And we're going to look down as we rise up, and we see the planet below us. We see it slightly tilted. We see the moon. We see now it's getting rapidly smaller. Rapidly smaller as we go higher and higher. In the distance, we see the sun, the other great planets. We don't see Mars yet because it's very dim, but we do see Jupiter clearly. We see below the solar system stars that we don't normally observe. If you're lucky, you might be able to make out some of the constellations that would be seen from the southern hemisphere below you, but probably not. It doesn't matter much anyway. But we do perceive extraordinary color everywhere. So much color. And especially one particular color. We are looking down now at a blue pearl. And we know this blue pearl very well, because it's where we came from just now. It's the Earth seen from perhaps a million miles in space. Distance doesn't matter, because we can go as far as we wish. And if you continue in this discipline, you will find yourself able to go to other worlds where you will be able to interact with people who will know you are there in some cases. Most cases not, but in some cases, yes. In any case, we look down at the light of the blue pearl, and we know immediately that this is not simply light reflecting off of a planet, but rather something very, very different. And we understand the Earth as a machine of consciousness. It is not what it seemed at first at all, because this light shines in a particular way that to look upon it like this, in this state, as if it was wind blowing through the leaves of our tree, is to gain consciousness from it. This blue light that the Earth is shining is electrified. It's filled with joy. And how extraordinary that all of the details, the justifications, the angers, the yeses and the noes, the ideologies, the beliefs, the problems, the achievements, the joys, the sorrows, the deaths, the answers, the questions, all of it, gone. It has all been transformed by the alchemy of the blue pearl. And so we take the blue pearl, reaching down with our enormous hands, and we lift the light of the blue pearl into the center of our body. And the whole world now is there, from the moment of its beginning until the moment that finally it slips into memory forever. And all we have loved, all we will love and know, are there with us also. This is the blue pearl. And so what now to do? You have the feeling that you really have nothing, that there's nothing there. Well, remember that that feeling and what is real are two entirely different things. If you listen to this meditation and carry it out, then it's there. It's really there. And be patient with yourself. Let this grow. Spend time with it. Go back to the meditation often. Get to know the world in a new way. If you want to know the world the way gods know the world, this is the beginning of how to do that. And over the next years, you will find that returning often to the blue pearl in this way will open you more and more to the extraordinary energies that are around now, starting with yesterday and going on into realms that at the present we don't even have words to meet. Thank you very much for listening and for being part of this. There aren't many of you, not many at all. Remember that. And that's the way nature intended it. Not many. Not many.